Welcome to another River Region Spotlight here on Way FM. I'm Ben. So nice to be here with you. And we say it almost every week. You're probably used to hearing me say it, but we love to have guests in the studio that are just making a positive impact here in Kentuckiana and the tri-state regions. And a new ministry and a new organization. Joel Jackson is joining us, the lead singer of One Life. Thanks so much for sharing and talking with us today.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited to be here. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some cameras in the studio as well, so they're filming some of it. So you may see some of this on their website, social media as well. But Joel, first of all, let's just, we'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
What would you say is the heart behind One Life?
So the heart behind what we do is basically, I mean, there's two categories. So you've got like our broader thing, which is mental health awareness. And that's kind of where we're moving. But the deepest part of what we stand for is suicide awareness and prevention. It's an issue that I had struggled with in the, you know, over the past 6 years, and really just recently with this band said, okay, I want to start an entire band based off of this kind of concept and show up to venues. And, you know, that's kind of one of our main focuses.
Okay. How did this come to be?
Yeah, man. So this is actually probably band number three for me.
Okay.
I was in a bigger local Christian band about 7 or 8 years ago called Second Perception. We did a whole lot of stuff, but there's a lot of like issues going on within me, within the band, within friendships. And, you know, I was just kind of in the heart of church culture. I had a worship job and just, there was so much pressure going on and a lot of, personal issues going on, you know, with my faith and ultimately it's so hard to tell the story in a condensed version, but like ultimately I came to the thought where I was like, I don't believe in God anymore. And also with that came these suicidal thoughts where I was like, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want, like, stuff just got way too hard for me, like emotionally. And so I started struggling with these thoughts. And this is early 2014 when all this starts to collapse. So the band started 2011, and then we go to, you know, we go all the way through 2014. It just kind of comes to a head, and then I'm struggling with all these thoughts. And I don't really tell anybody at this point. I'm just kind of dealing with it myself because I guess I wasn't, you know, you've got things like, I guess the suicide prevention hotline, but it's one of those things where someone like me is not going to, you know, call up a stranger and, you know, figure out that situation. So, ultimately, I just struggled with that for like 5 years after that and finally decided to do something with this band, you know, to kind of bring light to the issue. My whole thing is, okay, if there's someone like me out there, maybe they can be connected to some band that they love and they can reach out to them. So really we're kind of doubling as a band and mental health awareness organization. That's what it's becoming.
Mm-hmm. What is life like for individuals that are struggling with that?
So I made this whole movie based off of that experience that I described, kind of like 2014 to 2016, where I ended up signing this record deal and I moved off to Atlanta. And it was just this whole experience. And the film kind of shows you what my mindset was like. That movie's called Rock for Jesus. It's available on Amazon Prime. But man, ultimately, it's like hope and all the good things in life. It just drops out. And I tell people it's like imagine you're just having a normal day and then like your legs get cut off. It's kind of a little brutal,
well,
but like it's like your legs get cut off and you're bleeding out. You will do anything to end that pain. And that's kind of what it is emotionally. And it's a really weird mindset. Mm-hmm. But ultimately it's just one of those things where things get so difficult. Things get so hard, that you get to the point and you say, okay, I'm done. Like, what is there any way out? And I went through these things called, you know, you call them suicidal episodes, where I would attempt, happened probably about 4 to 6 times. And a lot of people do that, but some people are successful, unfortunately.
I want to remind you that we're talking with Joel Jackson this morning, and he is with One Life, just a ministry that I'm learning about, but love what you're doing and love your ministry. And can you share just how God has worked in this ministry and your band? Do you have a story or a couple of stories that you'd like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just crazy because, and I told this story, we played the show called Rock on Winter. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I kind of tell this story of how I never expected this to be my story, because I first started experiencing these thoughts at age 24. Mm-hmm. So kind of later in life. I know a lot of people struggle earlier, but for me, this was kind of a later issue in life. And, you know, starting the band, doing my movie, again, things I never expected I'd ever do. But what's really cool is now people are reaching out. We're getting messages, we're getting texts, we're getting things on the Facebook page, the YouTube page, of people saying, you know, I was really down and out, but I saw your content, I saw your message, and it helped me pull through at least that day or night that they were feeling, because we could have a 2-hour interview and it wouldn't be enough to tell my story or kind of the mindset of someone that's suicidal. Mm-hmm. But ultimately it's really cool to have people reach out to us and say, you know, I was thinking about doing this, but you made it through. So that gives me hope. And that's my whole message, is I made it through. You can too.
Yeah. That's great. And that's, you know, it's a somewhat simple message, but so important.
Yeah.
And what would you say to someone that maybe there's someone listening right now that is struggling with those thoughts?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
It's so interesting that you asked that, because one of the last lines in my movie, Rock for Jesus, it's kind of done in an interview style. And that's the very last question he asks. And what I say in the movie is, you know, one day, everything you're experiencing, all the drama, all the issues, all the problems you're facing, it's all going to be in the past. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be left with this story that you can tell people. And for me, that story of survival is worth it. So like, if you're facing something right now, if you're going through some dark time, someone in the future is going to need your survival story to help mm-hmm. them. And so that's absolutely worth going through. Yeah. I mean, worth fighting through to help someone in the end. Mm-hmm. That's what I would tell them. Yeah. Keep going.
That's great. This is kind of somewhat the same question,
yeah.
But you mentioned that you were involved in church. You were a worship leader. I think sometimes there are a lot of issues, especially in the church, that are kind of taboo. We don't talk about.
Yeah.
And I feel like suicide is one of them. To a Christian that is feeling these thoughts, struggling with these thoughts of suicide, and, you know, maybe in one mindset, they know that they're loved by God,
yeah,
but are still struggling with that. Would you say anything different to someone in the church?
For someone that's in church, that's feeling this way, one thing I would tell them, and that's a huge reason we started One Life, is this whole mental health conversation is kind of brand new with the internet. Like, it's just okay to kind of talk about. And here's the deal. I'm not even trying to get remotely close to people's theological beliefs, because I don't want to mess with that. I'm not trying to do that. What I'm trying to say is I think it's a little more complicated than that. So I would tell someone, someone in church, I would say reach out to someone that you trust, and then go to like counseling, and then that person can take you to. And we're trying to be a big band, a big brand, so people can be like, I'm going to message those guys. And then they message us, and then we send them to potential places to get help. That's the whole goal. We haven't started that right now. There's a lot of different organizations out there that are kind of starting this conversation, but ultimately I think that's what we want to do. Is we're working on something called the One Life Foundation, and that's potentially what it's going to be. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great. So there's probably people, I know myself, that want to get involved, want to help, want to take the next step. How can people get involved, get connected with you guys to learn more about it? Let me ask that differently.
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry, that was a bunch of questions.
You're fine.
Are there ways that people can get involved and get connected and help with what you're doing?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We are a brand new band. I mean, we got started in September. But we've marketed to where we're able to do a lot of really cool stuff, and it's blown up really quickly. Right now, I would say subscribe to our YouTube page. Just go on YouTube, type in One Life Band. We're always, always posting every day. We're filming this interview that's going to be posted. We're working on an email list. So this is all new. So ultimately in the future, we're going to have ways that people can get involved. But right now, I would say check us out on Facebook, Instagram, mainly the YouTube stuff, because that's where I post stuff like, hey, guys, check us out. Check out this website link. You can sign up for an email and we will send you ways to get involved because we're this whole thing is brand new.
Okay.
And we're just, it's such a giant sea of like issues, and what we're trying to do is cover that and sail that together.
Yeah.
We got a music video coming out in a couple days, man. We're just always posting content.
Awesome.
But I would just tell people subscribe to our YouTube page, just go on the search engine One Life Band, and that is the easiest way to get updates with what we're doing. But,
okay. Yeah. Absolutely. We'll get details up on our website as well. Mercy Jam is coming up this summer with One Life and lots of other groups. We'll be there down at the New Albany Amphitheater. So stay tuned for details on that as well. And you can keep up to date at wayfm.com for more information. So we're talking with Joel Jackson. He is with One Life, and he mentioned there's a lot of things going on in their band and in their ministry right now. And one of those is a new movie that they just released called Rock for Jesus. Talk about that. How did that come to be?
Yeah, we just got released on Amazon Prime, so it's totally free for anyone. And most people have like an Amazon Prime. They're buying stuff all the time from that, so it's available there for free. But yeah, man, that film was born out of my experience in a Christian rock band about 7 or 8 years ago. And it's just really about my struggle through getting suicidal thoughts, feeling them, ultimately defeating them for that time, and kind of coming through a lot of different things. We were doing pretty big things locally, and we got a record deal, and I moved off to Atlanta, and it was just a crazy experience. And there was also this relationship that I had kind of been in, but it was just an absolute nightmare. And it's one of the main focuses of this film is that for sure. But ultimately the movie is about, me going through the suicidal thoughts, losing everything, and then finding my way back to get some type of a foothold, to be able to kind of put a fight in the suicide prevention and mental health awareness fight. If you go on YouTube and type in Rock for Jesus trailer, it'll come up.
All right, it's called Rock for Jesus. It's on Amazon Prime. And as he said, you can check out the trailer on YouTube, on their new YouTube channel as well. All right, other things we want to talk about?
Man, I think that's... I did this interesting run with, the band Seventh Time Down?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Part of the reason this all got started is I do a lot of video stuff. So I was actually the tour videographer for Seventh Time Down. It started this past April 2019, and they were on tour. Jason Gray was on tour, and it was just a really cool experience. And Mikey, the lead singer of that band, really kind of inspired me to jump forward and start this One Life thing. Mm-hmm. So he's a huge reason that this all is going. So I always attribute the journey of like how One Life started, or at least, got its inception through kind of going on tour with them and seeing different things. And it was really kind of a really cool thing.
Yeah. That's awesome. Very cool. Joel Jackson is joining us with One Life, and thankfully brought his guitar with him. So we're going to hear some music today. Here is Keep Driving.
You step into the night, and all these thoughts just flood on in, and you just lost the light. You don't know quite just where to go. You see the shades of high, but you're just feeling oh so low. It's all an upward climb, it's all you've ever known. But just keep driving, keep on flying, keep your faith and keep it shining. Just keep driving, keep on moving on, and on and on, and on and on. Just keep driving, keep on climbing, keep your faith and keep it shining. Just keep driving, keep on moving on, and on and on, and on and on. And on, and on, and on. You see it's almost done, and you've been up for way too long, fighting shadows in the dark. You wonder how it went so wrong. If you could find yourself
maybe everything would start to change. But just remind yourself, come on, remind yourself to just keep driving, keep on flying, keep your faith in, keep it shining. Just keep driving, keep on moving on, and on and on, and on and on. Just keep driving, keep on climbing, keep your faith in, keep it shining. Just keep driving, keep on moving on, and on and on, and on and on. And on, and on, and on. Oh, and on, and on, and on.
Awesome. Love it. Joel Jackson with One Life and Keep Driving. Joel Jackson, once again, is our guest today with One Life. Thanks so much for what you're doing and for sharing your story.
Yeah.
And like I said, keep us in the loop. Hopefully we can share whatever's going on with your band and your ministry and come back soon and talk about more things going on.
Cool, man.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And thank you, friends, for joining us for another River Region Spotlight. I want to share that Kara was kind of doing some videography on the side. So thank you for setting this up, Kara. And thank you, friends, once again, for joining us for the River Region Spotlight. Join us again next week as we shine a light on all those making a positive impact in Kentuckiana and the tri-state regions right here on the River Region Spotlight.